Hi, everybody. This is Gadsad. Earlier this morning, I woke up and found out that I was locked out of my Facebook account for the following reason. Yesterday, I received an email from an individual who basically had a subject heading for the email that basically said, "Dirty Jew." And so I shared that email as a demonstration of the nearly daily genocidal hate that I receive, much greater hate than the typical full victimhood that people will whine about. And so I literally shared on Facebook the genocidal Jew hatred that I was receiving. Facebook locked me out for hate speech. Did you get that? I was the victim of genocidal hate. I shared that manifestation of genocidal hate. Facebook punished me for hate speech. Orwell could not have come up with such a reality. A few months ago, Jennifer Rubin shared her thoughts about burning down the Republican Party. I shared her hate and satirized it. In other words, it wasn't me who was engaging in the hate. I was mocking that someone could be so intolerant as to suggest that a whole party should be burnt down. Facebook limited my things that I could do on my Facebook channel for many months now. I'm not even sure if it's been lifted yet. This is the world that we live in today. Now, there is nothing I can do, right? So there's no way that I can try to communicate with someone, appeal to someone, where they reverse it. There is some overseer who has decided that me sharing genocidal hate targeting me is a form of hate speech, and that's it. Shut up, wear your two masks. I should mention that this is hardly the only type of insanity that I face. Many of you know I've spent great amount of effort and time and emotional investment and blood pressure raising fighting this nonsense for the past 2+ decades. I recently found out that for the fourth year in a row, I was denied a chaired professorship at my university, even though I held a chaired professorship very, very successfully for 10 years. From 2008 to 2018. It's now 4 years that I've been denied a chair, which should have been a no-brainer. In fall alone, I had 5 scientific papers published and The Parasitic Mind. That would get most people at elite universities tenure if they had that in 7 years. I had that in a few semester. Sorry, bruh, no chair for you, no explanation. I didn't get sabbatical funds, travel funds, because after 8 months, it was deemed that I hadn't traveled during my sabbatical when there is a travel lockdown, and therefore I don't have the right to that money. Even though I had asked, well, since we can't travel, maybe I could use that money to buy a laptop or to, purchase a printer or purchase another iPad. All of which would be used for my professional work. It took 8 months for them to say, "Sorry, bruh, no travel funds for you, gone." And on and on and on. I could share with you countless other stories. So it comes a point where you don't know anymore what to do because every day you wake up and you fight and you keep fighting and you keep imploring others to fight. But the reality is, other people have to step up and also support and also do what they can to be heard, to step up to the plate. You can't simply say, "Oh, good luck, Dr. Saad. Best of luck. Heartfelt. Hashtag we love you." So if you truly support my work, there are many ways by which you can support me directly. I'm not going to even mention how you can do so. I think you would know how. That's it. Just wanted to vent this morning because let me tell you, it's not always easy, even with my sunny disposition, and even being the honey badger that I am, it can get rough. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.